This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've been grinding all my life. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our boy Peter Rosenberg from NYC. Peter, what's up, man? You were at the Knicks game last night. How wild was the Garden?
I was in the building. It was an awesome experience, man. It was a really dope crowd, man. I'll tell you what, though. We talked about my fraudulent fandom of this team last week, right?
Dude, I've been seeing on Instagram. It feels like it's getting realer and realer.
Listen, I remembered, though. Last night reminded me why I like rooting for my teams out of town. I don't like other fans. I forgot. Like, there's a Redskins bar up here on the Upper East Side. I don't go there. I watch at home. Because I don't like most fans. I think fans are stupid and petty and yell negative things at their team. And it's, like, not the way I'm a fan. I don't like. So while the crowd was mostly great, man, that Knicks fan base, like, they love the team, and I'll give it to them. They're in the building even when the team's not good, right? So I give them that. But, like, you know, two bad possessions, and they're screaming to bench Josh Hart. Like, everyone is just so intense around this team, man. It is just so much pressure to be a New York athlete, and I think New York likes to fancy themselves like, oh, but why wouldn't you want to come here? You know, if you win here, it's not like anywhere else. Yeah, but what's it like when you don't win? I mean, ask Juan Soto. Not great.
Yep.
Not great. And so last night was a long way of saying it was a really great night last night. I'm happy they got the win. I thought they looked really good. But, yeah, the fans are nuts.
Yeah, they're crazy. In New York, Philly, you know, as you go up north.
Boston.
All of them crazy up there, man.
Well, but don't ever forget, I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like in the new era. When we were at the end of the last era of the Commanders, it was our fan base down there was awful too. Like the crowd that was left at FedEx was the dregs of society.
Bitter.
So, they didn't like that little dude
that was like signing checks.
That's right.
I'm
hoping that we have a new vibe as we move forward. You know, I was only at one game last year, but of course I was hanging out with my dear friend Jay-Z, so I didn't get to see, you know, all the regular degulars. So we'll see what that's like next year.
That's a name drop. When you get to drop that one, that's worth it. You went to the Ravens game too, though, up in Baltimore. I saw you there, I believe.
I did. And I'll tell you what, I generally really like the Ravens crowd. Of course, that game was then marred by the psychopath who knocked out a Commanders fan after the game.
Oh yeah.
But that was not representative of the experience I had. You know, walking in that building fully decked out in Washington stuff has always been chill.
We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. He's got 100 jobs, WWE, ESPN New York, Hot 97, ESPN yelling with Stephen A, all of it, man. Do Knicks fans feel like they can come all the way back in this thing?
Yes, if you were to talk to people, I think yesterday midday, the energy was not, it wasn't like in the dumps, but like the starch was out a little bit. And the friend who took me to the game last night said he sat in the same seats like a week earlier, and they were cheaper last night, right? Which is telling in two ways. One, that my friend has a lot of money. And two, because I certainly wouldn't have bought the tickets. And two, that fans on some level, you know, were already starting to get scared this thing was over. I think after last night, and I predicted this on our show yesterday, I said if they win, and I thought they would win last night, I said if they win, this base is going to be completely back. Like, yeah. All, and this is the thing about 3-1 in every series, and it's so funny because we all pontificate on it constantly. I mean, 3-1 is all the time. We always say the same thing. Fans say the same thing. But the truth is, it really is one game at a time. The Knicks had to win one game at home, and they got a best-case scenario. They won relatively easily. They didn't have to burn out in the fourth quarter. You know, it was you guys would agree, it felt pretty comfortably in the bag with like 6 or 7
totally.
Minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah, it did.
It got moved to the up top TV. I didn't even need audio.
The TNT crew basically said the team that wins that game will possibly win the series, and we're going to have to see if that's true.
So you get that win last night, and you do it in pretty easy fashion. Then you go back to Indy.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that the hallmark of this Knicks team has been their play on the road throughout the playoffs. Halliburton's a worse player at home. He was awful last night, but he's generally a worse player at home. So then you just got to think, all right, let's win one game on Saturday night. You have a tied series, and then you got to win one game at home. So, like, it can get real very quickly. So, I think people are back to believing in this team.
Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Halliburton is a really interesting
lightning
conversation.
Ride.
Like, I mean, going into the playoffs, I think The Athletic did a poll, and he was considered the most overrated player in the NBA.
By the players.
But 2-3 nights ago, he had an unheard-of triple-double without a turnover. It was unbelievable. Where do you land on Halliburton?
I think Halliburton's a stud. I did not understand. That poll to me said that other players must think that he's, like, corny. And they don't like him, you know. Like, I've only seen him in WWE situations, and when I see him, he's really cool and really happy to be there. He's a legit, real super fan, and so he seems like a lovely guy. I don't know what his personality is like as an opposing player. I think maybe he has a little bit of that energy that people just find irritating. I can't.
But his daddy leads the way with that.
Seriously,
who does?
His dad.
Oh, exactly. And so maybe that's a big piece of it. But, like, I don't know, guys. Like, I'm not an expert, but I've been watching basketball for, you know, 40 years-ish now. He's a pretty damn good player. And it's not like he's the most hyped-up player in the league. So I didn't understand how he would get most overrated when I don't think the world constantly talks about Tyrese Halliburton. But when you see – when he comes up big in big spots, and the game he played two nights ago, guys, I mean – you cannot be a top you have to be a top tier player in this league to put up that kind of triple double with no turnovers in a playoff game. He's the real deal. I don't understand that logic.
I don't either, man. I think, you know, B and I were talking about this, and perhaps the entire conversation is kind of silly, but there's this whole conversation about the face of the league and is Anthony Edwards ready for that role. And I mean, sorry to the New York crowd. I think the Pacers win tomorrow night, and I think we're looking at Pacers Thunder in the final. And I think SGA is the face of the league, and maybe it's Halliburton too. Like, to me, rings are what drive face of the league. Like, there's a reason Mahomes is held in a different regard than Lamar or Josh Allen. Like, now Saquon is held in a different regard than Derrick Henry. You know what I'm saying? Like, rings drive it, and I think – the conversation will change, when I think SGA and the Thunder kick whoever's ass they play.
I think you're absolutely right about SGA. I think it will be a huge deal for him to get that title. I think we all saw it with Giannis.
Right.
You know, Giannis is now a tier one player, you know, and when you lead in particular a mid kind of market team to a championship, like, you're just that dude. You know what I mean? Like yes, obviously we know this team is loaded. The Thunder are a really good team up and down. But they have one true standout superstar, and they're from Oklahoma City. I mean, listen, the ratings are going to be abysmal if it's a OKC-Indiana championship, but it doesn't change the reality that he would have made the Oklahoma City Thunder a champion for the first time. I agree with you. I think he's immediately in that conversation. I don't know if Tyrese will be in that conversation. I do think you have to be of superstar-level talent.
Yep.
And then there's the next level of superstar. And by the way, I hate to say this, D.C. is sadly the perfect place to measure this. Do you sell out Capital One? What's the name of the building now?
Capital One Arena.
All right. Do you sell out Capital One Arena? Because we know the Wizards don't. So it was always
Brad Beal had that joint rocking.
He did for a minute. but remember, I don't even remember this. When we were kids, they would like sell.
That was the marketing plan.
And they would sell Bullets tickets. There was a way to buy them through school.
I think it was called, when we were kids, the Bullets would advertise in the Washington Post the superstar package. And it was just tickets to go see Bird, Magic, MJ.
Come see the Bullets play the stars of the NBA.
Yes.
Then they said, then they turned into a circus. We have the tallest and the shortest person in the NBA.
That's right. So that's kind of how I measure. Is who are people in D.C. coming out to see? Like, when are you going to get Pusha T and Wale courtside, right? And those guys, it's a handful. You know, it's there are not many of them. It's Steph. It's Giannis. I think it now is Anthony Edwards. But, like, there are not a ton of guys who do that. We'll see if SGA can become one of them. But I'm not ready to write off this Knicks basketball team yet. I think they got one last breath. We shall see.
I don't. But we'll see. I mean, I'll watch. That's why we watch, right?
They're outmatched. I mean, listen, they are. I do believe they are outmatched, particularly from the way the teams are coached. I just think Carlisle has his team running constantly, and it's just really hard to deal with. Last night was a perfect storm. Halliburton was terrible. Everything worked for the Knicks. But I will say, the Knicks did two things that they can control and change them as a team. They played bench players, right? You got to see Landry Shamet play important minutes. Fans have been screaming about that all year. And also, guys, is it me or does it seem like when Karl Anthony Towns catches the ball and decides he wants to go to the rack, he can?
Yes.
Yep. I like when he tucked that thing like he got a football and he goes to the hole and then he goes up for the layup. Now, when he goes through, people get the hell out of his way.
Now, listen, he can't get a foul call to save his life because the team won't stop complaining. Like, I really think the refs are at a point where they're like, Knicks, if you guys don't shut up, we're not giving you a call. And the Knicks will not stop complaining. But that being said, I was sitting pretty close to the basket the Knicks were on going towards in the first half. Guys, there were like three takes that Towns had where he just got completely hammered and got no calls. I would continue, if I'm the Knicks, to pound Carl Anthony Towns going to the basket. I really don't think, as good as Siakam is, I don't think they have a real answer for Carl Anthony Towns. So we'll see whether they can stick with that game plan. I think if they do, they have a chance.
Specifically of Towns, have you seen all the memes and everything? That guy makes some goofy faces. But are people in New York like defensive of him, or will people still kind of have fun with it?
So you mean like the very zesty memes of him?
Yes, like, zesty is a very good word.
Yes, so they are hilarious. It's somewhat offensive, but it is also somewhat hilarious. Fans both find it funny and love him. Like, I don't think it's not mutually exclusive. It's like, yes, there are jokes about Towns, but everyone thinks he's the man. Like, I think particularly that 20-point fourth quarter to save the series in Game 3 really kind of etched him in there. But also, he's a Dominican dude from Jersey. Like, he has real roots here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys could see, like, the vibe yesterday when he had big plays. He is feeding off of the MSG crowd. Like, he seems to really feel comfortable there. I hope he's a piece that stays here. You know, I really think that him and Brunson, I think Brunson is the absolute only unmovable piece on this team. But I hope that they, I hope that Towns continues to be a part of this too, because I do think he's a really fun player.
I don't know if you were at the game, so you probably didn't see it last night. But Barkley asked him last night, he said, why do you be getting all those dumb fouls? And Towns just goes, God only knows, which I thought was just a really good interaction.
That is awesome. I did not know he said that, because, man, some of those fouls are dumb. That is the only way to say it.
Dude, I'll send you this tweet. I'm sure your producers are on it, but that's good fodder for you guys. But, dude, I don't know this, and obviously ESPN New York's a behemoth. Do you guys ever get Knicks players on?
So funny that you say that. We've been the home of the Knicks since I've gotten there. We get almost no Knicks.
Like
this year we got none. Alan Hahn, who I do the show with in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He's the Knicks sideline reporter who fills in for Mike Breen. Like he does color commentary, play by play, and everything. He does everything you can do. And we still don't get players. Let me tell you something, guys. You want to hear the most Snyder-like thing of all time about Dolan,
sure.
And I can't complain about it the way I want up here, because, frankly, I would love for our show to end up on MSG one day. I don't know if you guys heard this. Did you hear that Dolan either did or threatened to sue Beyonce?
No. What?
So this was like sort of off the radar, but tell me this. If this isn't the most Dan Snyder thing you've ever heard. So on Beyonce's current tour, which I went to, it's going to be in D.C. July 4th weekend. It's fantastic.
I think you're going, right, B? Or your daughters are going? Yeah.
I could not recommend it more. It's incredible. But during these big stadium tours, the artist changes outfits and they run like videos for 2 minutes or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the videos they made, Beyonce is like 400 feet tall. She's like a King Kong Beyonce, right? And she's walking through cities. In New York, she picks up the Statue of Liberty and lifts her up and uses the light to light her cigarette, right? Like it's just like fun stuff. In Las Vegas, she picked up the Sphere, which is owned by MSG and Jim Dolan.
Yeah.
She picked up the Sphere and spun it on her finger as a basketball. And they threatened to sue her. And they took it out of the thing, and now she picks up Allegiant Stadium.
What on what grounds? Why?
I guess they didn't clear it, and I guess they just did it rogue, and when they heard about it, sued her or threatened to sue. But, like, is that not the most Dan Snyder not seeing the forest through the trees?
Yeah.
Like,
I saw a special on Dolan one day. Complete ass.
Beyonce is the most famous person on the planet. Beyonce and Taylor Swift are kind of 1 and 1A, whatever. Like,
right.
You should want that, right?
Not only that, the most famous woman on the planet is not only including you in her show and advertising your new building, which, by the way, not everybody knows yet, but also, by doing that, it's making your building the landmark thing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. But, like, sometimes these people who manage to be billionaires, you're like, how did they make any money? Like, it's crazy. I just thought everyone would get a kick out of that because it was so Snyder-esque to me.
So let's guess. So in New York, she lit a cig off Statue of Liberty's flame. In Vegas, she spun around Allegiant Stadium. What do we think Beyonce will do in D.C.?
Well, I think
she's going to come when the new stadium is here.
No, she's coming in a month.
Oh, so she'll probably do something with the White House or...
I think in D.C. I think they did show it, and I think she like stops over the White House and like looked at it. Natalie, was that it? Was it the White House? I think it was the White House.
I tell you, this is just my mind, but I'm a fan of Beyonce. I think she's a beautiful woman. Get some swinging around the Washington Monument. That's a big old pole, B. A big old pole, B.
Well, how about use it like a baseball bat?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
JP not thinking sports, dog.
Not with Beyonce. Oh,
he not thinking sports right now, Peter.
Oh. Hey, listen, I'm not mad at you.
He not thinking sports. He sees a pole, dog.
There's a moment during that show when me and my wife looked at each other. She came out. We were like in the standing room area. She walked. you know, she'll keep, they like go around in circles. And like at one point she came right by us and we just both looked at her. I just looked at my wife. We just shook our head. I was like, this woman is
put together
on another planet.
Hey, sure. Man, that's that South, baby.
Hey, man. Thank you, dude.
Houston, Texas, baby.
Hey, I'm big congratulations to Ellie and Jake. I'm coming down there tomorrow for their wedding in D.C.
Awesome.
I'll be there for 2 seconds, so big congrats to them. I won't be around long enough to spend time with you boys, but I love you all.
I got a tea time Sunday morning. All right, Peter, thank you, buddy.
We do?
Later, guys.
See you, JP.
We'll work on it.
We do. We.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nobody better to celebrate close to the conclusion of a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday than a dude who doesn't drink, our guy Toby Altizer. What up, Tobo?
What's going on, man? You texted me the other day. I was doing a nice vodka read on the one of my updates.
Scotty's read. That's right. We want to do a James Wood appreciation segment because B and I watch. Some of these numbers are just getting ridiculous, and the Nats are playing good baseball. And Brian and
8-3, last 11.
Yeah, man. They just took 2 out of 3 in Seattle. I think they're in Phoenix tonight. Is that ballpark still the Bob? No,
Chase Field,
right?
Yeah,
the Bob
Field.
And Weave.
Shucking and jiving. But James Wood is just playing incredibly. Brian and I made very clear our thoughts on any Mike Rizzo slander will not be tolerated during from 10 to 2. I can tell you that much.
Okay.
But I want to just talk James Wood for a moment. And I have a series of statistics. Landfill, if you'd like, you could play lasers for these because they're all pretty damn awesome. From Codify Baseball?
Yes.
James Wood is the only player in Major League Baseball history to have a 380-plus OBP with 15 homers and 9-plus steals in his team's first 56 games before turning 23.
Unreal.
Ever. I mean, it's astounding.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so good. My favorite thing to do, JP, is when he obviously in Seattle hits two nights of home runs. My favorite thing to do is listening to Charlie and Dave, hearing their call is always awesome, but they get to watch this guy every night.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to the opposing team's broadcast.
The Miami one kind of went viral,
yeah,
right?
Cliff Floyd was like, yeah, whoa, what did he just do? But he hit the one the second night in a row when he hit it off the facing of the second deck, and their TV broadcasts are like, ooh, that was annihilated. Yikes! Like, just hearing these dudes talk about the stuff that he can do, like, he's kind of an anomaly. Like, you look at dudes that you can compare to him, there's not a lot. Size-wise, the way he swings, it's a lot like Aaron Judge. You don't want to throw that, you know, like those expectations because Judge is so far and away the best player in baseball right now. But when you look at that size of 6'7", 6'8", which they both are, and then a short, compact swing that hits for power and specifically can look the other way, I mean, all those things can apply to Aaron Judge. All those things apply to James Wood. And just how good he can possibly be is
incredible. If you were to give an analysis of his ceiling, is it something you can measure?
It's
out there.
Yeah, I think it's 99.
Yeah,
in the Bronx.
I just think that every once in a while, like,
wow.
I remember being young, and people always tell me, "Oh, that'll never be broken." Every record I ever heard that about has been broken.
The goals was the last one to me.
So the thing,
with Obi breaking that, was
That'll never be broken. Okay, he broke it.
I mean, he's
so he when people compare Aaron Judge. That's the only person you can really look, compare him to.
It really
nobody
is.
Else looks like him.
That's crazy.
That's doing it.
I mean, and the thing
Judge is doing it, dude.
Yes.
He's incredible. And you have a guy that's hitting for average, that hitting for power, that can hit it to all fields. Like last night, he doesn't hit a homer, so he doesn't get the highlights. But he comes up in a big spot, laces a double into the left field corner to give the Nats two runs. Like just he does whatever's necessary, and just whenever he decides to turn on the ball and pull it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a mile. Like, it's incredible to watch this guy hitting into places in ballparks that not many people do.
B, what'd you just say their record is in the last 11?
8-3.
8-3. I got a stat for you.
What you got?
This is from Just Baseball. James Wood continues to rake. He's recorded an RBI in 9 of his last 11 games, 6 of those being multi-RBI games.
That's a record.
Yeah, I mean, 8-3. I mean, dude is just crushing the
ball.
He's
good, man.
Yo, listen, and I hesitate to put, you know, projections on such a young kid that's in his first MLB full season in the bigs. This is from Zuckerman, though, and I think Mark is by far the most respected baseball guy in town. I mean, mm-hmm. He's been on that beat, I think, since Levo threw the first pitch at RFK. We used to work with Zuck. I've known Mark a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Mark puts stuff out unfairly. You know what I'm saying? Like how Lamphill's convinced Dylan Cruz is going to hit 180 for his whole career. Like, that's not how Zuck operates.
Nah.
Mark tweeted out last night, B. James Wood is now on pace for 43 home runs, 122 RBIs, 26 steals at age 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's bananas.
Yeah, I mean, 40-plus homers at that age, and he's going to get better.
I know we always put the age thing in there, but being around sports all my life, I forget about the age. There are people that come around that God has given talent to, no matter what their age, they just that damn good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he seems to be one of those, just like when Bryce rolled in here and then Soto rolled in here, those guys are younger than him. You know what I mean? But when you have exceptional talent, the age throws out. I know it goes there for the records and all that type of stuff, but still. You got that exceptional talent. Use it.
My biggest takeaway from being down in spring training was anybody, and you know this, JP and B. Mitch, being around teams, when somebody comes up and it's everybody, whether it's a PR guy, whether it's a coach, whether it's another player, if everybody's going out of their way to tell you about one dude, chances are that guy is usually going to be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
They're going out of their way to say, this guy's going to be special. That's how it was down there. Everybody was like, hey, you think James Wood's going to be good, right? He's going to be great. You think James Wood is going to be awesome? I think he's going to be an MVP candidate in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even this season has to be almost blowing their minds at how good he is already. And I think the crazy part about this is you can still look at his game and still find some flaws, some things that you want to tweak, some things that you think as time goes on, he's going to get better. And he's already on a 40-homer pace.
Oh, I got another one. This is from Ops Baseball, running from the Ops, OPS. Major League Baseball hard hit percentage leaders. You ready, B?
Mm.
Shohei, number one, 64.5% of his hits are hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
O'Neill Cruz, Pirates, 62%. Kyle Schwarber, another dude that used to be here, and they refused to pay, 59.3%. Guess who's fourth?
James Wood.
59.3% hard hit percentage. Like, he's rocking the ball. His exit velocity is like over 100 all the time.
One of my buddies just texted me. He said, Hall of Famer Dave Winfield is a pretty good comp.
Yeah, he was a big guy, yeah. big athlete.
Yes. Yeah. And I
think Dave Winfield was a first round pick in all three major sports. I think football, basketball, and baseball.
Yes. That's a bad answer.
Maybe hockey too. No offense to hockey.
But
sorry,
Bruce. What I'm saying though is like, if you ask those players on the team about him, the way that those veteran players talk about him will tell you right then and there, they don't give a damn that he's 22,
yes.
23. You know, they just care that this dude can play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because once you show the other guys in that locker room that you can ball, they forget about your age. I bet you they're not saying, oh, he's only 22. Don't care if he do it. No, they like, yo, bro, we need this.
Yeah.
Let's go get it.
Yeah. Right. I think when you're over at Nationals Park, if you get a chance to watch him this year, look up at the scoreboard right below where they have his name in the middle. They usually pop up the exit velo after the hit. And I don't even care if it's grounded to second. Just look at the exit velo.
Just rockets.
It's 102, 105 to the shortstop. Even on a ground out, yeah. It's still like, holy smokes. It looks so routine for
kinda
him.
Kind of like me and JP used to hit it. Yeah.
He just swings so easy, and the ball just explodes off his bat. It's incredible.
I love it.
Dog, man. Dave Winfield played 23 seasons in the majors. Holy damn. There's a lot of frustrations in being a Nats fan, obviously. The list starts with ownership, not spending any money.
Mm-hmm.
But getting to watch James Wood is just so fun, man. That was our James Wood appreciation segment. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Well, and by the way, I know you guys are big Mike Rizzo guys, and understandably so, because you want to talk about the top three guys on the Nationals right now. They're all from the same trade. And so you get a little bit of leash when you make a trade that turns into the major league leader in strikeouts, first guy to 100 this year.
What did you have, Mackenzie eight Gore. Last night?
Yeah, eight last night. Looked awesome in that sixth inning. Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams, he's been in a bit of a slump the last week or so, but statistically he's been one of, if not the best hitting shortstop in baseball this year. And you've got James Wood, maybe the best out of all of them. And you've still got some guys coming up to help. Robert Hassel had a three-hit game during this series. Harleen Susana, who you haven't got a chance to see at the big league level yet, but B, this guy throws like 103 on average. It's the craziest thing seeing this guy pitch. So
Jeff said he can hit him.
Well, Jeff is delusional. He thinks he can beat me in golf too. So.
Jeff is delusional in all capacities. Thank you, Toby. Have a great show this afternoon.
Appreciate
absolutely, it, bro.
Man. James Wood is that dude. Think about Jaden Wood. We'll see if somebody can emerge with the Wiz. Just the amount of young stars in the sound, dude.
They're coming, bro. I think, look, man, life goes in just circles, bro.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time before somebody shows up and you go, oh, damn, I didn't know it would be that good.
When we return, we got some bets to reconcile for the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Week. Be Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. Little news here. The Eagles sending away Bryce Huff to the Niners for a mid-round pick. Philly didn't miss on much last year. They missed on Huff. He was a pretty big disappointment after a pretty big free agent signing. Remember, he was good 1 year with the Jets, then went to free agency, and then was bad. In five NFL seasons, he had two sacks, 3.5 sacks, 10 sacks, 2.5 sacks. You could spot the outlier in that crowd.
10.5?
He had one season with 10.
Got him paid, though.
He got him paid, for sure. Now he gets to go back to San Fran. Robert Saleh is there. That's who was his coach with the Jets. Maybe it'll work out for him.
Return.
We have some contentious betting to sort out. Let's get to Heard It Here first. I believe I won the week, White Brian.
We tied.
How?
We both went 2-1.
Haters. I was the only one with the Knicks last night. Bing bong.
Tommy Paul.
Not true. I had Knicks plus 14 and Brunson over 8.
Not allowed. Not allowed, Lanfield.
We were just making up lines.
Nope. Have you ever looked at the lines where, like, if somebody's at 32?
Alt lines.
They will give you an alt line where you could take it at 30, and guess what? You're still under whatever the stipulation is, minus 200, right?
Yes. But I don't think we need to be getting into alt lines and Heard It Here first.
Why not? They bet on stuff that ain't nobody ever going to see but them.
You also originally said 28 points.
Who?
You did, B-Mitch.
I know what I said.
Yeah.
I'm just using examples. I know what I said, 28. Okay, I know what I said, but if you go look at it, there's an outline there for 28.
Yeah, but that would have been more than minus, that would have been like minus 400.
With that and the what's called, it's but under then, minus 200.
Now you got to use your own parlay calculator.
No, I know how the calculator works. Every time I put something in, I put it into the phone.
Shout out to our guy, Pete.
Jeff bet on darts. Yeah,
Jeff had the worst bet of the day.
Landfill bet on.
Jeff bet on Jaden Daniels to throw a touchdown.
Underwater basket weaving, and we don't know where the hell is that.
Landfill, who's your favorite underwater basket weaver?
I bet on the Knicks. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You did not. You had the Pacers.
You had the Pacers, Jeff.
Jeff had Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I had the Pacers until I realized we could just make up our own lines. Then I took Knicks plus 14.
No, that's not. But you could. But I guarantee if you took the Knicks plus 14, that would have been way over what our stipulations are.
All right. You are going to see our boy Pete. New spot. Lobby bar looks dope. I can't wait to get in there. Right there, Capitol Hill. It was just in the Post. I just read about it. Looks really cool. Mm-hmm. The food looks really good, too. I'm guessing you and Mr. Beasley might have to sample some stuff.
Hey, I don't mind sampling.
Hey, Bees, don't sneeze. You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, boy, he got those ribs.
Yo, when the ribs are... Remember when I hurt my ribs?
Yeah. Ooh,
gosh, broken ribs hurts, man.
You got to stop chest bumping big people, man.
You're right. Thank you to Bob Fesco for joining the program. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining the program. How do you think I'm going to do today, B? Big match.
If you do what I told you, you're going to shoot well. If you go and do what you normally do, you're going to suck.
Landfill, how do you think I'll do today? Landfill gave me a thumbs down. Jeff, J-Dawgs forever, right?
Brad, you're going to be all right.
My guy.
You're going to be all right.
Knicks Pacers tomorrow night. When we are
on
back
Jeff's
here,
scale of all right, that's not that good.
When we're back here Monday, are we previewing the finals or are we previewing Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals?
We're back here Tuesday, we're going to preview something. That's Monday, we ain't previewing nothing.
That's a good point. The Pacers close this thing out tomorrow night. You heard it here first. Thanks, everybody that called. Listen, it was a fun day on the program. Thanks to the boys in the aquarium. Danny and Toby coming your way next. You made it this far. Landfill owes you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.